Trump campaign team launches PAC to primary Representative Thomas Massie's. By Olivia Rondo on June 23, 2025. President Donald Trump's public feud with Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, has escalated, with the president calling the Kentucky congressman a bum and his campaign team launching a political action committee, PAC, to primary him. Trump vowed to travel to Massie's home state to campaign against him after the libertarian-leaning representative joined Democrats in opposing his Saturday strike on Iran. Now Trump campaign co-manager Chris LaCivita and top pollster Tony Fabrizio have announced the Kentucky PAC. The super PAC is devoted to defeating Massie in the May 2026 primary and is Trump's first effort to take down the Republican incumbent, Axios reported. LaCivita confirmed the Axios report on Sunday. Writing on X, "Here's the foe," seemingly a reference to the phrase "fuck around, find out," or FAFO for short. On Monday morning, Trump wrote on Truth Social, "Get this bum out of office, ASAP." In a previous post on Sunday, Trump said Massie is not MAGA, even though he likes to say he is, called him a pathetic loser, and vowed to help an American patriot run to unseat him. Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky is not MAGA, even though he likes to say he is. Actually, MAGA doesn't want him, doesn't know him, and doesn't respect him. He is a negative force who almost always votes no, no matter how good something may be. He's a simple-minded grandstander who thinks it's good politics for Iran to have the highest level nuclear weapon, while at the same time yelling death to America at every chance they get. Iran has killed and maimed thousands of Americans, and even took over the American embassy in Tehran under the Carter administration. "We had a spectacular military success yesterday, taking the bomb right out of their hands, and they would use it if they could. But, as usual, and despite all of the praise and accolades received, this lightweight congressman is against what was so brilliantly achieved last night in Iran. Massie is weak, ineffective, and votes no on virtually everything put before him," Rand Paul Jr., "no matter how good something may be. He is disrespectful to our great military and all that they stand for, not even acknowledging their brilliance and bravery in yesterday's attack, which was a total and complete win. Massie should drop his fake act and start putting America first, but he doesn't know how to get there, he doesn't have a clue. He'll undoubtedly vote against the great, big, beautiful bill, even though non-passage means a 68% tax increase for everybody, and many things far worse than that. MAGA should drop this pathetic loser, Tom Massie, like the plague. The good news is that we will have a wonderful American patriot running against him in the Republican primary, and I'll be out in Kentucky campaigning really hard. MAGA is not about lazy, grandstanding, non-productive politicians, of which Thomas Massie is definitely one. Thank you to our incredible military for the amazing job they did last night. It was really special. Make America great again." After the U.S. bombed Iran's nuclear sites on Saturday, Massie joined several Democrats in speaking out against the strikes, calling Trump's action not constitutional. Earlier this month, the congressman introduced bipartisan legislation aiming to rein in Trump's power regarding America's role in the Israel-Iran war, Breitbart News reported. "This is not our war. But if it were, Congress must decide such matters according to our Constitution," Massie wrote in a June 16 X post. Several top Democrats, including squad members Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Ilhan Omar, DMN, have already indicated support for the proposed legislation. Trump had already said he would lead the charge in a primary effort against a longtime Kentucky representative after he opposed the Republicans' reconciliation bill in March. Congressman Thomas Massie, of beautiful Kentucky, is an automatic no vote on just about everything, despite the fact that he has always voted for continuing resolutions in the past, the president wrote. "He should be primaried, and I will lead the charge against him. He's just another grandstander, who's too much trouble, and not worth the fight." He went on to compare Massie to former Representative Liz Cheney, RY, saying the people of Kentucky won't stand for it, just watch. LaCivita got into a social media spat with Massie that same day, writing TikTok Tommy when a congressman said he would not vote for the Trump-endorsed big, beautiful bill. Massie hit back, "Someone thinks they can control my voting card by threatening my re-election. Guess what? Doesn't work on me. Three times I've had a challenger who tried to be more MAGA than me. None busted 25% because my constituents prefer transparency and principles over blind allegiance. La Civita replied, never faced me. Stand by. Massey was one of just two House Republicans who voted against the budget continuation bill last month, arguing that it did not do enough to reduce the national debt. The second GOP no vote was Representative Warren Davidson of Ohio. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.